We really tried to hit on several measures across all different aspects of Black life in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Amy Newburn is associate director of the Haas Center. She'll make the lunchtime presentation as part of their community engagement effort.
We focus on some core demographics like education levels, job growth, and industry concentration. We talk about income levels, poverty, SNAP, etc. But we also focus on some other quality of life factors like how civic participation has changed over the past 10 years.
The PowerPoint presentation ends with some analysis of the economic impact of the Black community within the local metropolitan statistical area, or MSA. But the story begins with a look at the African American population locally.
1 in 5 households in Escambia are African American, and about 4% of households in Santa Rosa are African American. And when we think about what that means, as far as a concentration level, Escambia County has well above the national average of Black members of our community, while Santa Rosa actually is a little underrepresented.
As of 2017, there were more than 71,000 Black residents in Escambia, with the greatest shift from northern parts of the county to more centrally located communities. In Santa Rosa, the Black population was approaching 11,000, with a 126% increase in the Pace area. Another key demographic is education. Statistics from the Census and partner organization Achieve Escambia show that graduation rates for Black students in Escambia have been increasing. Also encouraging is the decline in the number of individuals with less than a high school diploma, down by 42% for Black women and 13% for Black men over the past 10 years.
But what I thought was the most interesting about this data was that when we looked at education levels for those that are 25 and older, we look at something like what percentage of this group has a bachelor's degree or has some college. And for both of those groups, the increase in Black men that had a bachelor's degree or higher or some college and an associate's degree was more than 60%.
Newburn acknowledges that for Black men, there's more room for improvement in their education level.
And they are a smaller demographic than Black women in our region. But I would also say that that overwhelming growth just shows that some clear initiatives have worked over the past 10 years, because that is substantial growth.
According to the Haas Center report, home ownership for African Americans declined slightly between 2008 and 2017, down from 55% to 48%. Also, there was a 31% rise in non-family households over that period, although that was not unique to the demographic. More positively, there was a slight drop in the number of Blacks living below poverty level, and there was an increase in median household income over the 10-year period, up from about $26,000 to about $34,000.
The largest two industries that employ Black residents are healthcare and social assistance, and accommodation and food services, and then that's followed by retail trade and administrative and support jobs. But what we have seen is a huge growth in finance and insurance, which we've seen across the board, and you can largely attribute to the rise, of course, in employment due to Navy Federal.
Now, to determine the overall economic impact of African Americans in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, Newburn says they ran a couple of different economic analysis models.
The first one was what happens if we took out the Black-only household spending from the Pensacola MSA. And so what that means is that over $1 billion, $1.2 billion in sales would be removed from our region. And that helps to support nearly 10,198 jobs. So that's just household spending. That's a huge number.
It's a larger number when removing Black-only employees from the workforce. That would mean a loss of $3.6 billion in sales from the regional economy and nearly 25,000 jobs. The Haas Center's Amy Newburn says overall, their report just confirmed much of what they already knew about the status of this segment of the population.
life, as far as many economic measures and values, have increased for Black residents in our region. And you can see that when you're looking at education and income.
The full demographic story will be unveiled on Monday, February 25th. The informal lunchtime event, We the People, will begin at 11:30 at the Studer Community Institute. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.